Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Chris Lowe, CFO for Anthera Pharmaceuticals. The company trades on NASDAQ, and their ticker symbol is ANTH. Thanks for joining us today, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
Good. Anytime. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Anthera for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Sure. So Anthera was formed about 6 years ago. We in-licensed our lead compound from Lilly and Shionogi. We're examining it in cardiovascular disease, specifically high-risk patients, addressing the patients who still need an increased standard of care. That's currently in a phase three study. Our second compound was licensed from Amgen. It's a peptibody, which we're studying in autoimmune diseases, specifically lupus at the moment, in a phase 2B study. We went public earlier this year in 2010, and very excited about the prospects for the future.
Well, good. And bring us up to speed on the A623, in which you just selected a manufacturing supplier.
Yeah, absolutely. So, part of our product development strategy is certainly to ensure a long-term manufacturing partner, and one that can ensure adequate high quality supply of drug, both in phase three as well as to be a commercial partner down the road. And so we partnered with Merck and their manufacturing network. Specifically, we'll be working with the plant in the United Kingdom. It has a very long track record of success. It certainly passed our rigorous QA inspections, and we feel really good about the prospects for them as a manufacturing partner.
Well, good. And can you talk to us a little bit more about some of the other products in your pipeline?
Yeah.
Status.
Absolutely. So, so let's go back to the lead compound, A002, or Veresplidib. What's interesting about Veresplidib is that it's actually being examined as a 16-week course of therapy for high-risk ACS patients, acute coronary syndrome patients. So these are patients that have had some type of cardiac event, who have presented to the emergency room and are receiving maximum standard of care. So whether it's ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, maximum doses of atorvastatin or a similar statin, we want them to have the very best available. And then in addition to that, we're studying the impact of adding our drug, Veresplidib, on top of the maximum standard of care. We believe that Veresplidib has the ability to basically prevent that spike in inflammation that ACS patients experience post an event. And as a result, we believe, our theory that we're testing out in phase three is that we might be able to reduce the amount of secondary events that these patients experience. It's the secondary events that are extremely costly to the healthcare system because they're often more debilitating than the original events. So we feel like that we're kind of combining the best interests of all parties, be it the patient, the physician, the payers, and the regulators, in that we're introducing only a 16-week course of therapy, and then the patient is off of it forever because the highest risk moment has passed for them once they get past that initial 16 weeks.
Certainly. And so talk a little bit more about some of the trends right now in your sector, Chris, and how well-positioned you believe Anthera is to capitalize on them.
Sure. So, certainly, I think the trend that that's on everybody's mind, and that of the regulators and the politicians, is the rising, what seems to be the perpetual rising cost of healthcare.
Right.
And that's something that not only how do we pay for or how do we treat an aging population of baby boomers, but also how do we pay for that? And so, again, we go back to what we've tried with Anthera is not to create a company that has me too type of products. I go back to the lead cardiovascular program. By taking a 16-week approach to the course of therapy, it's really extremely unique for cardiovascular disease, as most therapies today are chronic. So we're trying to match the interest of the current trends of how do you prevent rising costs and how do you pay for it with a very effective short-term therapeutic. In addition, when we look at the second second drug in our pipeline, A623 for lupus, again, you know, that's a little bit further back in the development stage of being in a phase 2 study, but what we would look at is that we believe we have a mechanism that will differentiate us from the current therapies that are out there as well as therapies that are pending approval right now with FDA.
Certainly, and what would you say makes Anthera unique from some of your competitors and some of the other players in the sector?
Well, I think, I mean, you know, certainly from an investor point of view, it's, you know, it's that we have two, you know, late-stage products that we believe, if they're effective in clinical trials, they will address very large unmet medical needs. So it's a very significant market opportunity, and both of our assets remain unpartnered. So we believe that leaves the upside for investors, you know, should the trials be effective like we hope. So we think that you know, creates a pretty compelling opportunity for, you know, for Anthera in the future.
Well, good. And can you walk us through your background and experience, Chris, and talk a little bit about the management team over at ANTH for some of our listeners that may be new to the story?
Sure, absolutely. The Anthera story, I mean, truly starts with our CEO and founder, Paul Truex. I mean, Paul started his life science career at Eli Lilly, had a very successful series of programs and efforts there that he was involved in working in the BD organization. And as his career went along there at Lilly, he wanted to break out on his own and always had, I think, a very strong entrepreneurial spirit. And he took a role with Vicron, which proved to be a very successful anti-infective company for shareholders. He played a key role there as VP of Corporate Development. After a period of time of helping to take Vicron public, he founded Peninsula Pharmaceuticals, which had in-licensed two anti-infective programs as well. Peninsula was then sold to Johnson & Johnson for about $300 million. In a very attractive transaction for shareholders. And the second compound that was at Peninsula was actually spun out to form a new company called Sorexa, which was sold for about $500 million to Forest Labs. And so I think, you know, Paul has a very unique track record of being able to identify assets and being able to help guide us to design clinical trials that are meaningful to tease out signals that will be important not only to the clinical community but to the investment community as well. So it's that premise that led him to form Anthera. The origination I mentioned of the cardiovascular compound, the origination of that actually came from Lilly and was a program that he was responsible for and worked on at Lilly back earlier in his career. So he was well aware of some of the potential of that asset, and it became the cornerstone of forming Anthera. The rest of the team has a very similar approach or track record, one of being able to execute on clinical studies that really unlock both scientific and financial value.
For sure, and what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Sure. So, you know, so starting with our lead compound 002 in the cardiovascular space, we have a planned interim biomarker analysis on the patients in that study that's coming up here in late Q1 of 2011. And what we're looking at there is the biomarkers, in these ACS patients, and these biomarkers we believe are predictive of risk of a secondary event. So we want to make sure that the biomarkers, or I should say that our drug is having the proper effect on biomarkers. So we view that as a very important milestone here in just the next 90 days or so. And then, you know, certainly as we go later into the year, you know, in clinical enrollment in both of our studies, both VISTA-16 for cardiovascular and PEARL-SC for lupus, A very efficient clinical enrollment over the course of 2011 is really critical, both from our investors' point of view as well as the clinicians. And so we would expect to be capping out enrollment in both studies in the late Q3 or Q4 timeframe of 2011. That's really where our focus is for the next 12 months. And then very shortly after that, in about Q1 of 12, we'll have top-line data in both of those studies, and we hope it'll be a very exciting time at that point.
Well, good. And so the Anthera has been pretty active here in the last month in the investor conference circuit. And so as you continue to speak with investors and the financial community, do you believe that the ANTH story, your message, and ultimately the company's full upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the investment community?
I don't think I would say it's fully appreciated yet. No, I think what's interesting about Anthera is that it's the type of story that you really need to hear about a few times to really appreciate, I think, the approach. Again, in particular on the cardiovascular program, with it being a 16-week course of therapy, that's truly a paradigm shift within the treatment of cardiovascular disease. And so it does take folks a few visits or a few meetings to really allow that to sink in and to really allow them to go off and evaluate the risk-reward of that approach. And then similar on the lupus program, we believe our mechanism of action in the A623, which we're studying in lupus, is one that's, is differentiated from current therapies that are out there. So I think it, on first glance, I think it certainly is enough of a positive tease, if you will, that people look at it and say, interesting, I need to spend more time digging into it. And that's really the biggest compliment that we take. Our whole approach has really been, we're not here to convince you, necessarily that we're right. We want to make sure that you have all the facts and that you understand our thinking so that, you, the investor, can evaluate what's good for, for your own portfolio.
Well, certainly. And so once again, joining us today is Chris Lowe, Chief Financial Officer for Anthera Pharmaceuticals. The company trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is ANTH. Currently trading at $4.96 a share. The market cap is north of $162 million. And before we conclude, Chris, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider Anthera as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Sure. So, Anthera has two late-stage clinical products, each of which are first-in-class or offer a novel mechanism, and as a result, we believe will address a significant market of unmet medical needs. And both of those assets are unpartnered, so we believe we've saved the upside for our shareholders in the future should the studies be successful.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on the upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Chris, and update our investors in Anthera.
Thank you, Juan. I appreciate it.